All right, start over.
What do you want me to say?
I have the Christmas tree lights on.
I have the Christmas tree lights on.
Don't step on my lines. That's why Tim Allen got in trouble.
Oh.
Okay, because he had a guest star, this gal that got kicked off Saturday Night Live, was stepping on his lines on the Disney Plus Santa Claus show, and he said to the director, you got to tell her stop to step on lines.
What are
and
stepping then she's, on lines?
Cutting people off.
Oh.
So go ahead and say the thing you were going to say.
Okay, we got the Christmas tree lights on.
Why?
Because they're getting us in the festive mood.
But you don't want me taking a picture of you.
That's because I don't have any makeup on.
All right. How are we all doing today? Pretty good, I hope. I'm doing okay. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you're doing at least okay. At least you have good hearing. Because it's called... Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hey, I'm Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
Yeah. How's it going?
Who, me?
Yeah.
It's going good.
Tell us what you got into the other day.
Let's see. Last night, we went out on a date with my husband. I went out, not we.
Is it a date if you're already married?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
If we plan something special.
I'm opening a Red Bull.
Just the two of us. It's a date. And we went out to dinner, and then we went to Botanica,
If I come along, what is it? A family outing?
Yeah, it's just like a family dinner.
A disappointment?
No, it's just like family outing. Anyway, even when you're grown. So we went to Botanica, which is a garden area, botanical garden here in Wichita. And they have a really awesome Christmas lights display. And we'd been a few years ago. And
is it so awesome that it's ranked nationally?
Yes, it is. USA Today, number 4th in the nation. It's that great.
And what kind of stuff did you see?
All kinds of things. They have actually an old renovated carousel from amusement park here called Joyland. And they've got that all redone, and it's inside a building, and children and families were riding the carousel, and it has an old, like a music box. I'm not sure what you call that, but that...
It's mechanical.
Well, it has like rollers.
It's not
on
electronic,
it.
Yeah. Right. They have some guy stamps out the rollers.
Yeah.
He comes down from Mountain High with his axe and chops them up into pieces to put in these devices that only one person can buy, the people who have this carousel. And
it's awesome. And then
Mariah Carey played synced up to a Christmas tree cone display. It's kind of like a Christmas tree-shaped version of Las Vegas's The Globe.
It was awesome. And children and adults were dancing, and everybody was in a good mood. There was little babies and strollers and senior citizens, and it was really got me in the Christmas mood. I told your dad, I'm really in the Christmas mood now, and he goes, does that mean we have to spend more money shopping? And I said, no, that's not what the Christmas mood means.
Well, I couldn't really think of much that I wanted. There was a hard to get these Apple updated their Apple Watch bands, and they had a new one, so I was like, well, I need to get that, and I can open it and make like a little Amazon video and then put it back in the box and tell my mom to wrap it up and give it to me on Christmas so she can pretend to give me something. There we go. So that's kind of like what we got there. You got your jar the other day?
Yeah.
You got
I expect another Christmas present.
Well,
that does not count.
Keep expecting.
You better go shopping.
Well, why don't we just go ahead and get into the news?
Okay.
So, a little bit of stuff I've seen lately. Okay.
Okay.
Do you know who Northwest is?
Nope, I don't.
Northwest is the daughter of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
Oh, I knew that. North, yes.
North made her hip-hop debut at what they call Listening Party, which I don't know what that is exactly. I think they put the album out. Kanye, yay, dad. He has a new album. I think it's called Vulture.
I think she looks like her daddy.
She looks a little bit like both of them, and yeah. not in a bad way.
No, she's a cute little girl.
She has a rapper name.
What's
so
a rapper
she has
name?
A verse in the thing, and she says her rapper name, which is Miss Westy.
Oh, that's cute.
What's your rapper name?
C. Ruth.
Yes. Do you think you can drop bars better than
I have
North?
No idea what dropping bars is.
Spit some rhymes. Can you lay down some rhymes for us?
No.
You try. I told you at improv, you don't say,
Mom,
what do you bring to the party? Nothing. Come on.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'm your mom. That's for sure. That sounds like a cheer. I can't do
it. It sounds like the beginning of Barney's theme. I'm your mom. That's for sure. We're a big fan. You're going to get into that, aren't you?
Where it sounds like a cheer. Rah, rah, ree. Kick him in the knee.
I don't know if you're allowed to say that sort of stuff now. That's a little too aggressive for our cheer squad.
Uh-oh.
We try to be more encouraging. Yay. Go. We're down, but we'll do better next time.
You can do better next time.
Okay, so we have a lot of award show stuff happening over at Critics' Choice Awards nomination. Barbie breaks record with 18 nominations. I'm seeing Golden Globes.
Was that movie really that good? I guess we're going to have to watch it.
I have, frankly, only heard bad things online.
Seriously?
But that was from guys about my age, so
well,
I don't know.
You guys have a lot of bad things to say about everything.
But we kind of mentioned Barbie, like last week, we were talking about Amy Schumer, because she was your quote, right?
Yeah.
So, and she was expected to be Barbie. Other things happening. Netflix, now this, what ends up happening here is people misread data. I've figured it out. You take the data and you kind of shape it to make the statistics you want to get the results you demand, right? Uh-huh. Netflix report confirms it has thousands of movies and shows most users don't watch. Theoretically, most users can't watch everything, so therefore there would be a lot of things not watched, right?
Right.
Of this stuff reported, the number one show watched on Netflix in 2023
was one we watched that we liked.
And it is?
Night Agent.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising.
That
However,
was awesome. I think it was a great show. I wish they'd make a sequel.
There are some things to consider here.
Okay.
The number four show was Wednesday. Wednesday came out in November of last year. People would have already watched it, and it still had like 500 hours watched.
That's good.
So,
who do you think's watching that? Yeah, like young?
Wednesday? In 2023, probably not that many people, considering it would have been the hot thing to watch for a week or two period in November.
Right.
Right?
Right.
People would have gotten their Wednesday in November, see? So this is a way of saying, what are we doing with the data here? They're trying to be honest, but certain things are not available on Netflix all year round. Now, The Night Agent came out early enough in the year, it could accrue a lot of 2023 views.
That's right.
They didn't have a new season of Stranger Things, so unless people are watching Stranger Things season one for the 10th time, I don't know if it would get that many views, right? They just had this big game show where somebody won, like, I don't know, about $5 million. The Squid Game reality challenge thing.
Right, we didn't watch that.
But that just came out, so how many hours can it have, right?
Right.
Now, they also are using this data to try to present why they shouldn't license older movies, okay?
Okay.
So here's the thing they're saying. Older movies, among the least watched movies, were Basic Instinct and two Rambo movies. And it said that the latest Rambo installment from 2019 had about 6.3 million hours viewed, whereas those better Rambos had less. Here's something to consider. Basic Instinct and the two Rambo movies have the same studio.
Okay.
It's possible they were trying to present this as a way to for the reason to drop carrying their movies.
Right.
If these movies, Basic Instinct, two Rambo movies, are only available for a month, as many times things happen on Netflix are. You see something, it's new, and by the time you want to watch it, it's gone already, because it's not a Netflix original.
Right.
It's not going to have a ton of hours watched, because it was hardly there to get the hours.
Yep, they're controlling their own data.
They're controlling data and saying, oh, hey, sorry, nobody wants to watch Stallone, sorry. I guess we don't have to pay him as much for the thing we were making for him or something like that, right? I think that a lot of this is dishonest. That's my take on that. I've been playing I call it Far Cry X Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, the Avatar game.
Uh-huh.
It plays similar to this series by Ubisoft. It's an Ubisoft game. They call it Far Cry. Every couple of years they have like, oh, hey, there's a dictator on the island. You got to overthrow it. You go to Montana. There's a cult leader and you have to take out his cultist family and whatever. It's, certain things happen, okay?
Yeah.
So it plays similar. You go around the area. People tell you, hey, bring me a basket full of these shells. Okay, fine. You go and get them. Hey, I need you to do this. And then it's like you're the only person operating on the planet. All the other Na'vi are busy weaving baskets.
What's
and
a Na'vi?
Like you a saw the movie.
Native? Okay.
The like 12 foot tall.
I know what a Na'vi is.
Blue people. Yeah. Right, the blue aliens, right?
I forgot what they were called.
What did you think they were called?
I don't know. Avatars.
An avatar is when the human is in the body that they DNA engineer. They like make a clone. They make a sort of combination of them.
Right. Okay.
That's an avatar. So you're a Na'vi, and you
but
were.
But I'm not
sort
a Na'vi.
Of,
I'd have to be an avatar if I was in it.
Because you're a human.
That's right.
In the game, you play as a Na'vi.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And your Na'vi, I think they missed a few opportunities here. At the beginning of the game, you're getting shut down, and the military guys, they're going to have you killed. But then the avatar teacher lady kind of like puts you in like the cryo chamber, and you sleep for 16 years, and you come back. So basically, you're around at the beginning of around the time of the first movie, and then you wake up at about the time of the second movie because there's been such a long period of time between.
But you haven't aged.
No, but yeah, pretty much, I guess. Anyway.
Well, if you're in a cryo chamber, you don't age, right?
You have to hang out with the resistance people and do all of their bidding. You got a purple-haired Asian girl
like
telling you to go kill everybody.
You're a slave.
Almost. I mean, well, in a video game, it's viewed a little different than that.
You're a servant.
No one else is capable of fighting off the RDA, the army people, right?
Right.
But you have to go do it all by yourself. The other Na'vi are busy weaving baskets and tending cattle or whatever. The purple-haired Asian girl's like, oh, hey, there's an oil refinery over there. It's killing the planet. You should do something about that.
Sounds like your mom.
So then you have to go fight all the people in the robot suits and blow up the oil things.
Okay.
And then the Pandora, the planet, kind of reclaims the land and grows like things. There's a few things this game does particularly unique that are interesting. You get to have an Ikran.
What's that?
The banshee, the flying thing. They flew.
Oh, yeah.
In the movie.
They're like dragons.
Yeah, you get one of those and you can name it. And
so, what's the name of this game?
Avatar: Frontiers of Pandora.
Oh, sounds fun.
You can't play it; it's too complicated.
I know.
One of the things it does really unique is the gathering in this. There is a ton of shells, nuts, mushrooms, bark, whatever, that you have to gather to make your recipes so you can eat some food and build better spears and bows and things.
Uh-huh.
And they're all scattered all around Pandora, and it's a super thick jungle, and there's different biomes. I was last in a plains area where there was a tribe that kind of dress like they're from Zimbabwe, but they act more like Native Americans. They have like tents, and they follow the elephant
teepees,
slash...
Teepees, you mean?
Yeah, teepees, tents, whatever. You can't set up a teepee when you go camping, can you? People are going to complain about that?
Oh, actually, well, if you're Native American, they're not going to complain.
Okay, if you did, okay, would that be a problem?
It could be. I hope not.
I think what they missed, the big opportunity they missed in this game is, at the very beginning, you should have had the opportunity to side with the Na'vi or the RDA and turn your back on on the Na'vi and hang out with the RDA and do their missions attacking the Na'vi.
So you're hanging out with the Na'vis. So
you have to hang out with the Na'vi and the Resistance. But what if you had the choice and you could play like two different campaigns?
That's a good idea.
One against and one for, and kind of see the other side of the story.
Right.
Because right now, purple-haired Asians telling me about how bad the Sky People are. That's the humans.
Mm-hmm.
All you're hearing about how, oh, the Sky People brought hate. Yeah, I'm sure. You guys didn't have hate until you got here. Every Na'vi is like super nice. There's no backstabbing, conniving Na'vi. It's kind of ridiculous. So that's kind of my take on that.
Sounds like a fun game.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But it's hard to play. Too hard for mom.
Well, you get into areas where it says, hey, you should be a level 12 when you're over here. And I'm like, well, I can't find the shells to make my level 12 armor. So I'll just go in here and then you just get destroyed.
Okay.
It's like your weapons do nothing compared to these special robots and they can kill you really, really fast.
Okay.
So that's what happens there. I think it might be time for us to get into a little game. A little game that I like to call...
Oh, I like this game because I'm good at it.
Oh, you think you like this game?
Let me keep score here.
All right. So this is
right
the...
Right and wrong.
We're looking at the cast of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You know what Brooklyn Nine-Nine is?
I have no idea. Is it a crime show or is it...
It's sort of a comedic take on the procedural crime shows.
Oh, okay.
It started on Fox, was a pretty big hit for them. And it actually jumped ship to NBC, I think, for its last season.
I've never seen it. But I know one of the guys that was in it passed away recently.
Why would you say that right now on a game where that was supposed to be the gotcha thing?
Sorry.
Now, Andy Samberg, Saturday Night Live alum.
I know who that is.
He's in That's My Boy with Adam Sandler.
Yep.
Andy Samberg, is Andy Samberg dead or alive?
He's alive.
Andy Samberg
is... He better
is
be.
Alive.
When? Right.
Terry Crews, Old Spice. You know what? I don't think he returned in the latest Expendables 4. He was in the first three. Why was he not in Expendables 4? Could he maybe be dead? I haven't seen him in Old Spice yet. Terry Crews, dead or alive?
He's alive.
Terry Crews is...
Another one right.
All right.
Two right, zero wrong.
Stephanie Beatrice. Might be saying that wrong.
Beatrice. It could be Beatrice or Beatrice.
B-E-A-T-R-I-Z. However, she's Hispanic, so Beatrice. Keep that in mind.
I don't know.
She is a voice, I think she has a Pixar movie called Coco. Okay?
Right.
So, Disney, you know, of skirting labor laws made her sing a song while giving birth in labor or something. So, and that's presented as her being brave, whereas to me it's like, couldn't we say that this is Disney being tyrannical? They even made her perform while she was giving birth, right?
Was she in labor, you mean?
Okay, so... Dead or alive?
She is alive.
Stephanie, whatever your last name is, alive. She's also on the Twisted Metal show, a video game-based streaming show on Peacock.
Okay.
That's not half bad. Okay. Andre Brower, he's the captain on the show. He was in... that Matthew Broderick, wasn't it Civil War movie, Glory? He's in that, too.
Yeah.
Andre Brower, is Andre Brower dead or alive?
Like I said, he just recently passed away.
You didn't say you knew who died. You said you knew one of them died. And I was going to try to get you by thinking you weren't keeping up with the news.
I'm ungettable. Not, but...
All right, Chelsea Peretti. I think she's married to the black guy that makes all the horror movies, like Get Out.
Yeah.
Okay. Is she dead or alive?
Alive.
Well, she could have been married to him and then died.
Well,
and that's why he
die.
Has this weird death thing happening in all of his movies.
Yeah.
Maybe that could... But anyways, yeah, so you got it. All right. Well, couldn't really get past you this time, could
Woo-hoo!
I?
Four right. Five right. Mom rocks.
Let's not, maybe not rocks. Okay, do you have a quote thing over here?
I do. Okay. Was deciding if I should dress as Batman or Spider-Man for Halloween when I realized I'm a grown man, so Batman.
Yeah, but Spider-Man has man in the name also.
They're both men. Although I think Spider-Man's a little bit younger. I don't know. Depends.
In the
who's playing
at present movies, Spider-Man
is younger.
Is in a bad state because it's really Spider-Kid or Spider-Boy. They have young. Oh hey, Mr. Stark. Hey, I'm Spider-Man, and it's like, why are we doing this? Oh gee, Mister, it's not good.
And Batman's agent.
Well, if you count George Clooney as the latest Batman, is that what you're doing?
Well. Was he the latest one, or was Affleck?
Well, at the end of The Flash,
yeah.
Who was Batman?
Affleck.
George Clooney.
Oh, I thought it was Affleck.
You thought that was
Ben?
No, you didn't. Do you even remember what happened?
Well, kind of. He drove up in a car. He was standing there.
He drove up in a car, and he's like, "Hey, what's wrong with you, Barry?" And he's like, "You're not, you know, everything's different, right?" But yeah. Nobody believed him, okay?
Hey, you're supposed to be answering this. Who do you think?
Jim Gaffigan.
No. Two more guesses.
So it's a man.
Late night.
It's a guy. Jimmy Fallon.
Nope. One more guess.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Nope. Stephen Colbert.
Well, I mean, there's only so many guys hosting the late night show right now, right?
Let's see. Yeah. Anyway, that was his.
All right. Well, I started out, I got like the first three right, didn't I? And I know. Then after that, it got pretty tough.
You're going downhill.
I think people misuse that term. Downhill's supposed to be easy. If you're going uphill, that's a problem.
So who's wrong?
But people are always saying it's all downhill from here, but it's getting easier from here. Not it got worse, but that's the way people use it. Also, it's a doozy. Always seems to be indicating it's going to be bad.
But also, you could say it's really a doozy, like it's something good.
No one uses it like that. Oh. Hey, watch out for that last waterfall. It's a doozy. Yeah, because it's dangerous or something, yeah. Right? Not, right. Oh, watch out. It's so pretty. Not really the way people use it, right?
Yeah, who's Rob Delaney? Do I know who that is?
Rob Delaney?
Yeah, a comedian.
I mean, it sounds familiar. Are you sure you're not mixing this up with John Mulaney again?
No, I know John Mulaney. But, you know, I had this quote, and I thought, shoot, I bet I can't give him a quote. I don't even know who the guy is. So
I think I've seen this guy's name pop up, but
we seen his stand-up?
It says he appeared in Deadpool 2. I don't recall who he is here. No, I don't think you have.
Okay.
So, but maybe he's had small parts and things that I've kind of seen.
Won't use his quote. I got to get some new quotes.
It says he played Peter in Deadpool 2. I'm trying to think who that... he might have been the guy that he had to go back in time at the end to make sure he kept him alive. A bunch of bad things happened to his Deadpool's team in Deadpool 2. I think that was the guy. Yeah, I think they had a parachuting incident where they probably learned a little too late you shouldn't parachute into a city with power lines and things.
Yeah.
And Brad Pitt got killed in the power lines, so.
And you shouldn't ride hot air balloons in the city either.
And I think this guy got put in like a mulcher or something, like, or something bad. A lot of bad things happened.
That's why mom
shouldn't
watch Deadpool. I don't watch Deadpool.
It doesn't really have a name that sounds like something you would watch.
I know. I said, I asked somebody, I think it was your brother. Should I go see that? No.
Well, I was talking to my friend from KU last night, and he was talking about Gremlins. He said he watched Gremlins too, and that was
weird. Really good. And we watched that one. Like I was pregnant with you and stuff.
No, there's a difference between Gremlins and Gremlins 2.
Okay, well, I think the first Gremlins.
The issue with the difference between the first two, the first one is a fairly serious, typical movie. Things happen in the movie. Dick Miller's character, the guy with the gun, who had the gun store.
Uh-huh.
I guess I got to close early day. Wrong, and then shoots him, that guy. He gets killed in Gremlins also. Same year, okay?
Okay.
But he's back in Gremlins 2. And then they don't really explain it. Oh, hey, it's a good thing I survived. Like, the movie's very much a jokey thing. Okay. It's very self-referential. And it's doing the Deadpool thing years before Deadpool. This is like 1990. They make a joke out of everything that happened in the first movie. And I don't think a kid would understand what was happening in Gremlins 2 if they watch it now, because you'd have to be aware of like cable TV. They because the Gremlins raid like a cable TV studio.
Right.
And if you weren't aware, there were cooking shows and people ordered QVC, Home Shopping Network, things like that sort of stuff.
You know, there is still Home Shopping Network on TV.
There kind of is.
But not local. Well, there might be local, but there is.
The funny thing is when you'd always end up in a situation, if you were up late enough, there'd be some guy selling swords. You ever seen that? folks, you got to get this katana. It's forged steel, right? It's made
now it's
to the
coins.
Same schematics as the masters from Okinawa, and he would like try to slice something, and then there'd be some caller. Yeah, I just ordered the Okinawa Damascus steel. Yeah, that's going to look good in my collection. And then, like, and it was always swords. It always was.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, there would always be some, it's not quite QVC. It's a little more local looking, but sword selling. And that's what they would have. What have you ordered anything on QVC before?
I don't think so. I did. We did have like a local show, and I remember ordering stuff from them. Then we had to go down to their little warehouse and pick it up, and I can't believe that was a long
Speaking
time
of
ago.
Gremlin
it was probably
still,
on cable.
And I mentioned this to Will last night. The Gremlins sing da na 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 da na 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 da na 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 na. You don't remember that?
That's the Gremlin theme.
I'm gonna pull it up for you, okay?
Is Gremlins the one that they get wet, they multiply?
If not, okay. It. I'm trying to remember here. You get okay. You remember Gizmo?
Yes, that's a Gremlin.
If Giz, no, what? No, he's a Mogwai.
Oh, that's right.
He's furry.
I can't keep up
you
with
get
these things.
Water on the Mogwai.
They multiply.
They multiply. Now,
what's a gremlin then? A bad, a rogue Mogwai?
There's a lot of issues. I think that of all the fictional creatures, the most mysterious, convoluted, and unclear rules apply to the Mogwai / gremlins.
Oh, brother.
You get them wet, they multiply. Okay, we can understand that.
But
as
not gremlins.
Weird as that is, if you feed the Mogwai after midnight, they become gremlins.
Okay, I remember that now.
What is after midnight? Like, based on what?
Well, you better not feed them at 11 or 1
okay,
o'clock.
Okay, no, I don't think you understand the question here.
What's midnight?
What? How? Okay. Think about this. What? How would their body know it's past midnight?
I don't know. They're special.
Midnight where? Midnight in China? Where
they
they're from?
Midnight
or
skills.
Midnight in New York? What if you're in Central Time?
Well, they came from China, right?
I don't know where they came. They came from somewhere.
Okay.
Because
well,
a traveling salesman
from?
Picked them up.
That's right.
But what I'm saying is their body doesn't know what time it is, right?
Right. So you better not ever feed them.
Okay, but think about it like this. When is after midnight?
I have no
idea. As soon as it's after midnight, it's before midnight the next day, right?
Right.
So at what point are you allowed to feed them? Because it's always after midnight or before midnight if it's going to be that vague, right?
I don't know. You're hurting my head.
Don't feed them at night. Don't feed them at dark. Hey, there's a certain time of day they can eat. Feed them only at noon when the sun is above. That would have been a little clearer,
oh,
wouldn't it?
That's better, yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to play you the Gremlins theme song. I can't believe you can't. You're like, what do you mean by after midnight? That makes sense. Yeah, just don't feed them before 11. Be safe about it.
Well, I'm thinking about time zones.
It's not even simply the time zones. How would their body know? Now, I think if you get the gremlins,
internal clock.
I think if you get the gremlins wet, they melt, if I remember right.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I think that's how they end up killing them at the end. So,
do they melt like the witch and Wizard
yeah,
of Oz?
It's pretty bad. Also, they don't do too good in a microwave.
Oh.
Because the mom put them in
not
the microwave.
Not much does too good in microwave.
You remember this theme song?
Doesn't sound anything like what you were humming.
Yeah, it does.
I do not remember this song.
All right. Well, there was some kind of like Svengoolie type show when we were living in Oklahoma. It was like a movie hosted program, and they had that theme, the Gremlins theme for their show. Do you remember
that's
that?
That's a good theme song.
And it was on late at night. On, I don't know when, maybe it was an Access TV thing.
I have
on,
no idea.
But I remember hearing the Gremlin song when they would introduce the show. I was wondering if you recalled what that was about.
No.
All right, so
the
some
best
help
late
were.
Night skit was Saturday Night Live, you know, the
You want, like the cable I know what stuff. You're trying to say, but do you want to describe what that is?
I can't remember who. I just remember that
Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne's World. Yeah.
And Wayne and.
Who are the guys?
Brooks.
What?
Brooks.
I don't know.
Yukon, Oklahoma, where we lived. Wayne and.
Garth. Yeah.
There you go. That's how hints work.
I know.
And what did they do? They had a show.
A talk show on cable TV. And they went, dude.
Well, if it's on local access TV in Aurora, Illinois.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Now, the Wayne's character, though, he kind of started that in Canada.
Did he?
He dressed up like that and did some stuff for some program or something in Canada before he did Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, because so he kind of had a Canadian accent.
Well, he sort of brought... changed that. I don't think he had a name for it or something back there, but it was basically proto Wayne. Okay. And he brought him to Saturday Night Live. They paired him up with Garth, and then now they have Wayne's World.
That was really a good sketch.
It's kind of the
that
way
that went on for quite a while.
Yeah. They even did it on their 40th anniversary in 2015.
It was fun.
But I kind of just try to start the show like that, where it's like, all right, yeah. Like, so yeah, that's kind of the way I like it.
That's your influence, huh?
I sort of tried to incorporate that in there.
Okay. Well, bye bye now.
All right, why'd you throw the well in there?
I just felt like it.